Welcome to Two Against One. This is a podcast for any twin moms out there that struggle or have any questions of any experiences I've had with my twins. I have two beautiful twin boys. They are 1.5 years old, and they're at that terrible two stages already. But this is mainly about all of you, not really much so much about me. I do have a co-star wanting to join, but she is not able to join us right at this moment. So I'm going to start us off with a simple thing. I'm starting with the beginning of everything, from pregnancy to now. So, pregnancy was a little much. It was my first pregnancy, and I had no idea what I was going to get into. Morning sickness was told it only lasts until you were 12 weeks pregnant. That's for singleton babies. With twins, it lasts until about 20 weeks. I started around 8 weeks, and it just kept going until I hit 20. And even after that, I still had my moments where I was nauseous and I couldn't eat anything. During the 8 and 20 weeks, my husband had to stuff food down my face to get me to eat. I wouldn't eat maybe all day sometimes. I would have to force myself to eat saltine crackers. It helped, but Gatorade also helped as well. But whenever I went to work, I worked at a restaurant at the time, and I kid you not, every 5 minutes I was running to the bathroom, and I just felt like I could not work. So, and this was all before I found out I was having twins, by the way. So everyone thought, oh, you must be having girls. You know, the whole myth on that whole thing. Get a lot of morning sickness, you're having a girl. And all that nonsense. But that's not true most of the time. When I hit week 10, I went to the doctor finally, and they did an ultrasound, and I was just laying there, and the nurse just nonchalantly just says, oh, there's two in there. Like, it was no big deal. And I'm just sitting there thinking, is she joking right now? And I looked at the screen, and there it was. I had two sacs, and I believe I had two placentas. I can't remember. It was that day was blurry to me because I was still in shock. But so after I found out I was having twins, that's when I started doing the research. I looked up morning sickness, and I read up that it sometimes lasts your whole pregnancy. And I was lucky enough that didn't happen. So anyway, so when I was researching up twin pregnancies, I just kept learning things after things, and the one thing I was most worried about was miscarriage and what can affect it. I know stress could. Right off the bat, my doctor said I was high risk pregnancy. With having twins, you're just instantly high risk. And I was just worried of how my pregnancy was going to go. The only thing I had problems with was my blood pressure. It was very high. I believe I was 150 over 90. I can't remember. But that was very high, so I had to take high blood pressure medication. And thankfully, that worked out. And the more I got into my pregnancy, the harder it got to move and the harder to get my energy back. They say second trimester you get your energy back. No, not for me anyway. For me, I got less energy. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to clean or cook or anything for that matter. I just want to sit on my couch and watch movies or TV shows all day. And that's what I did on my days off. I think I was 2 months pregnant once I quit my restaurant job because I could not stand on my feet anymore. My ankles were swelling up. The nausea was even worse when I was moving around. So I decided to apply for a sit-down job, just like a call center. And once I got hired there, I quit my restaurant job and went to there. I worked a lot of hours. I believe I worked, I did work 5 days out of the week and 8 hours a lot of the time. And even that was just a lot for me. But if you are working at a restaurant and anything, you've just found out you had twins or anything that involves with your feet, I would look up for any kind of sit-down jobs. If not, kudos to you. I could not do it. If you did do it, even more kudos. You have bonus points with me because I guess I was too much of a baby. But as the pregnancy progressed, I was still in denial of having twins. But once my belly got bigger and bigger, it was sinking more into my system. I had to go see a specialty doctor. I had to go see two doctors, my OBGYN and also a specialty that that deals with multiple pregnancies and high-risk pregnancies. I loved my doctor. He was the sweetest man. He always made me comfortable. I never once felt uncomfortable there, which is always good. You need to find a doctor that makes you feel comfortable, because if you don't feel comfortable, your babies can feel that, and your pregnancy will feel worse to you. You'll have a very bad experience with everything. So just if you find out you're pregnant, even just with a single baby, make sure you find a good doctor. Ask your friends that have been pregnant. Go research around, look at reviews. Just, you need to find a good doctor. If you don't, it's just your pregnancy will not be fun. But as I got bigger, I couldn't walk. We lived in a 2-story townhome at the time. There was a large flight of stairs that goes up, and then you turn, and then there's a smaller version of flight of stairs. So when I was starting at 7 months, I could not walk up the stairs. 7 months until I delivered. So my husband had to bring down the mattress to our bedroom downstairs and put it in our living room so I could sleep. Because every time I stepped up those stairs, even the first step, I had horrible pelvic pain. Because all that weight and pressure, I could not walk up my stairs for the life of me. So we had to improvise. Thankfully, there was a bathroom downstairs, kitchen, everything I needed. And if I needed anything upstairs, my husband would have gone and grabbed it for me. So, I lost my train of thought. So, pregnancy, it had its good moments and bad moments. I mean, the bad moments, of course, was the morning sickness and also the Braxton Hicks contractions were the worst. Because your first pregnancy, you do not know how they feel. So you're assuming, oh my gosh, I'm going into labor, or there's something wrong, I have to call the doctor. Braxton Hicks are the worst feeling to me while I was pregnant, because I was so worried I was going to deliver early. And with my pregnancy, my doctor wanted to wait until I was 37 weeks pregnant with the twins, which is kind of, for twins, that's the, it's like the 40-week version of a singleton pregnancy. And once I hit, I can't remember how many months I was, I believe it was before I left on a trip when I was 7 months pregnant. My doctor measured my belly, and I believe I was 44 centimeters big on my stomach, and he said that is larger than a 40-week-old singleton belly. So I was packing heavy. Both my twins came out at both 6 pounds. 6 pounds, 3 ounces, 6 pounds, and... 6 pounds and... 6 pounds and 6 ounces was my youngest. But... I am jealous if you have a really great pregnancy, no problems pain-wise or anything, morning sickness, I am completely jealous. But after this pregnancy, I just said to myself, I'm waiting for a few years until I want to try again with my husband. And I told him it would be my last pregnancy because 3 maximum was what we wanted for kids, and we got surprised and had 2 at the same time. When we found out what the boys' sexes were, we actually found out when I was 10 or 11 weeks, it was probably 10 weeks when I went to my first appointment, they told us what sexes they believed they were. And I didn't believe it because it was too early, I thought. So once I got bigger and more developed in the pregnancy, I asked them for us, asked them to check their sexes again, and we got 2 boys again. At that time, I was getting, it's not that I was not wanting 2 boys, I really wanted a girl first. It was one of those I feel bad, but I want a girl kind of thing. But once I found out, I kind of got a little disappointed finding out they were both boys. And my husband, I don't think he was that disappointed. I think he was kind of just sad about it, that it wasn't a girl or like a girl-boy mix, because they were fraternal. But a lot of people are saying they're identical, so we're planning on getting them tested. But, and then when I realized, like, having the boys for 1.5 years and seeing other little girls, I'm just looking at them like, you know, I'm kind of glad I have boys. They just seem so much easier than girls. A little less, more temper tantrum-y and screamy. A little less, not by much. My boys do scream and have temper tantrums, but I think girls are a little bit worse. And boys have been easier once they grew up a little bit. But so this is a little hard doing by myself. Probably a little bit boring for you guys listening to all this, but I'm gonna end it here about 15 minutes in, just starting it off. If anyone has any questions or any experiences with their twins or anything at all, even moms that just have single babies, no twins, or wanting to have twins or anything, or about to have twins, please feel free to ask any questions or anything. I am more open to ask. I do ask that no one ask any medical questions or anything. I am not a certified doctor in any way, so I would rather you go to an actual doctor and ask them any medical questions you may have. But at that, I will leave you all to your day, and hopefully you're having a great Sunday, and hopefully you're not dreading too much going back to work tomorrow. If you're a stay-at-home mom, so am I. We work all the time, every day, so nothing really changes for us on Mondays. But I will say adieu and have a great day. And I will talk to you all next time.